From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Kate Rutherford. The federal Liberal Party has a new campaign director a month after the last one resigned. And the announcement comes as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau faces pressure from some members of his caucus to step down. Wayne Thibodeau has more.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Liberal Party chose a Thanksgiving Sunday to announce that Andrew Bevin will serve as the party's new campaign director. In a statement, Trudeau says Bevin has been a leader in moving forward progressive priorities for more than 30 years. This all comes as pressure is building on the Prime Minister to step down. The party is trailing badly in the polls. And as CBC News has been reporting, multiple sources say at least 20 MPs have signed their names to what amounts to a pledge to stand together in a call for Trudeau to resign. Some MPs are upset that Trudeau traveled to an international summit with some important questions still left unanswered, including who will be the party's new campaign director. With that position now filled, the question is, does that take some pressure off the Prime Minister to step aside? Wayne Thibodeau, CBC News, Charlottetown.
Both Israel and Hezbollah militia continue to fire rockets at each other. Israel authorities say at least 40 people were wounded, some seriously, in a drone attack on the northern Israel town of Binyamina. This is the second time in 2 days Hezbollah drones have managed to evade Israel's powerful Iron Dome air defense system. Yesterday, on the holy day of Yom Kippur, a drone attack attacks a senior's residence. There were no injuries, but some damage. The UN says Israeli tanks forcibly entered a peacekeeping base in southern Lebanon and destroyed the compound's main gates. It's the latest in a series of incidents in which two peacekeepers were injured. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres accused Israel of violating international humanitarian law. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a blunt message for Guterres.
Mr. Secretary General, get the UNIFIL forces out of harm's way. It should be done right now. Immediately.
In Hebrew, Netanyahu said leaving UN peacekeepers in the area was providing Hezbollah with a human shield. Earlier this month, Netanyahu barred Guterres from entering Israel for not condemning Iran's rocket attack. The U.S. is going to send its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Battery, or THAAD, to Israel to bolster that country's air defense systems. Iran fired barrages of missiles at Israel in April and again earlier this month. A Pentagon spokesperson said President Joe Biden ordered the deployment. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Florida today to tour some of the areas damaged by Hurricane Milton. It was the second major hurricane to hit the state in 2 weeks. Many residents are now spending their days searching for gas and essential supplies while recovery efforts inch along. Jennifer Glass reports.
Gotcha. A water rescue by police officers in Hillsborough County, Florida, home to Tampa and St. Petersburg. More than 1,600 people and 140 pets have been rescued since the storm hit Wednesday night. At least 17 people have died. John Wisdom heads a search and rescue team and says it could have been worse.
I believe that the evacuation orders that were heeded by Floridians ahead of the storm have paid off dividends because our rescue action has been rather limited compared to what it could have been.
Tens of thousands of emergency workers have descended on Florida to help clear debris and to get power turned back on. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Ran into a bunch of linemen from Alberta and Canada. Can you imagine that? We're bringing them in from Canada even.
More than a million people are without power, and some Floridians are bracing for more flooding. Major rivers across the state are at record high levels and are forecast to rise. Jennifer Glass for CBC News, New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
And finally, Halifax's outgoing mayor already has a new job. Mike Savage has been appointed Nova Scotia's new lieutenant governor. Before becoming mayor, Savage was an MP for Dartmouth Coal Harbour and a businessman. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Kate Rutherford.